Thanksgiving is the busiest time all year long for Americans to hit the road. More people travel during the Thanksgiving holiday than any other time of the year, according to the Missouri State Highway Patrol. That means some drivers may need a refresher on holiday road safety. And in this morning's KMZU Newsmaker, we're joined by Public Information Officer for Troop B of the Missouri State Highway Patrol, Eric Brown, who shares some tips to ensure you and yours get to your destination safely and on time this Thanksgiving.
We expect a large number of vehicles to be traveling over this holiday. The Thanksgiving holiday travel period is usually one of the largest traffic volumes that we experience throughout the year, especially on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
What days and what times of day can motorists expect to see heavier traffic? And also, maybe when will traffic be a bit lighter for travelers to have a bit less of a headache?
Really, anytime on Wednesday, after about lunchtime, the traffic really begins to pick up. So there's no real solid time that you can drive to experience less traffic. On Sunday, it's a little bit different. We see people leaving earlier in the morning, traveling throughout the evening hours as people are returning back to their homes. The volume on Sunday isn't as bad as it is on Wednesday, especially on Wednesday evening.
So what measures can drivers take to ensure that they and their passengers and everyone else on the roadways this Thanksgiving stay safe?
First thing they can do is be sure their vehicle is roadworthy. Make sure the fluids are full, everything's functioning like it's supposed to, and you have good tires. Pre-planning your trip is a very important thing to do. Knowing the route that you're going to travel, be sure there's no construction zones in the areas. There are still several active ones across our state and the country as well. Also, check the weather. We're approaching that time of year where the weather can quickly change from a sunny day to a slick or snowy or icy one. That can also assist you in knowing at what times you need to travel as well for safety. And then watch your speed. Speed continues to be a contributor to traffic crashes. Distracted driving is one we're really asking our troopers to focus on this year. And that distraction can come from anything. It's not necessarily just a cell phone. It could be eating or drinking in your car. It could be animals or the other occupants in your car that take your attention away from the job of driving. Even just a second or two of not paying attention to the roadway, you find yourself in a traffic crash. Troopers will also be attentive to violations involving alcohol. If alcohol can be a part of your holiday plan, just designate a sober driver so you can be safe. Another very important thing to do whenever you travel is to wear your seatbelt. You can be driving defensively, not falling too close and watching your speed, but you can't control what other motorists are doing. By taking just a second to put your seatbelt on could save your life and reduce your risk of injury if you are involved in a traffic crash.
So can motorists expect to see an increased presence of state troopers and other law enforcement going into this Thanksgiving weekend?
All available troopers will be assigned to work over the weekend, not just in Troop B, but across the state. Another thing that the officers in Troop B will be participating in is some special enforcement projects, especially on Wednesday and Sunday, where extra troopers will be assigned to our more traveled roadways. Those projects will be occurring across the state as well as they focus on distracted driving and aggressive driving to try and make everybody's trip safer.
For more safe driving tips to ensure that everyone gets to their destinations safe and sound, visit KMZU.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 to catch the latest KMZU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.